Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of rest and gladness, we praise you for the dignity of work and the joy of play, for the challenge of witness and for the invitation to delight at your table. Renew our hearts through your Sabbath rest so that we might be refreshed to continue in your work of restoring the world to wholeness.
Our first reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Non, ce n'est pas nous-mêmes, mais Jésus-Christ Seigneur que nous proclamons. Quant à nous-mêmes, nous nous proclamons vos serviteurs à cause de Jésus. Car le Dieu qui a dit que la lumière brille au milieu des ténèbres, c'est lui-même qui a brillé dans nos cœurs pour faire resplendir la connaissance de sa gloire qui rayonne sur le visage du Christ. Mais ce trésor, nous le portons dans des vases d'argile pour que cette incomparable puissance soit de Dieu et non de nous. Pressés de toutes parts, nous ne sommes pas écrasés dans des impasses, mais nous arrivons à passer, pourchassés mais non rejoints, terrassés mais non achevés. Sans cesse, nous portons dans notre corps l'agonie de Jésus afin que la vie de Jésus soit elle aussi manifestée dans notre corps. Toujours, en effet, nous les vivants, nous sommes livrés à la mort à cause de Jésus, afin que la vie de Jésus soit elle aussi manifestée dans notre existence mortelle. Ainsi, la mort est à l'œuvre en nous, mais la vie en vous. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath.' So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But hardness of heart, they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of Christ. May I speak to you in the name of God, the Creator who loves us. Amen. I'm thinking of Sunday as a day in our week for a day in the life of Jesus. Not because we've switched our service times, which you got, but we've also switched from the big picture progression of the story down into the weeds or the kernels of grain. We'll keep the service time until Labor Day weekend, but we stay with this day in the life of Jesus feel until the reign of Christ and the progression of the story takes us off on another half year of birth and baptism and ashes and temptation in the desert and death and resurrection and ascension and Holy Spirit and Trinity. It's almost like the year is divided in two. There's the progression of telling the big story, the forest, if you will, and then there's being in the forest where you can't see the whole forest. You're just in a day in the life of Jesus, and what you experience is just what happens in that little part of the story. And so, since it's the first day of our day in the life of Jesus part of the year, what's the first thing we're going to focus on? It's the Sabbath. And there's a lot of text about Jesus and the Sabbath. A lot of controversy between him and other teachers who are portrayed as rivals or opponents. A lot of text that accuses Jesus of Sabbath breaking rather than Sabbath keeping. And we may wonder, why was that so contentious? Was it that people were legalists? Like, why were they even on about this? Do we care about this debate about keeping the Sabbath? A lot has changed in the last few decades, where we pay less attention to Sunday being different from any other day of the week. When I was 11, my family switched from the Dutch Reformed Church to the Presbyterian Church. I think it was hoping for a more progressive culture in the church. But it just so happened that my Sunday school teacher was from Northern Ireland. And he told us when it came to this idea of Sabbath keeping, that when he grew up in Northern Ireland, they locked the swing sets in the parks. And that we were therefore very lucky that we were allowed to play on Sunday. And one of us in the class asked, well, what did they do then if they didn't have the swing sets? Well, they read the Bible and they spent the whole day in church. You know, by the time we got to talking about Sunday shopping, I guess it must have been contentious at the time, but it seems so long ago. And when it comes to shopping, I just begrudge those holiday Mondays when I've forgotten to pick something up. We are beyond this conversation about how the Sabbath is a different day of the week, how Sunday should be different. So I want to try and open a little window on why this was such a contentious thing. So first of all, picking grain was allowed. In fact, it was sanctioned in the laws of Moses that parts of the field were to be left for those who didn't have anything to eat. The issue was if you were picking to nibble or if you were picking a harvest, because a harvest would be work and you're not supposed to work, but a nibble, that, you know, that's just okay. I was wondering if maybe this disagreement was exaggerated for the sake of the story, or was exaggerated a generation later when they wrote down the story, or what was behind all of this? The Pharisees were a renewal movement. They wanted to live a virtuous life, and they regarded living by the laws of Moses as living a virtuous life. And they were not far removed from the followers of Jesus. Paul was a member of that renewal movement. Jesus must have had some training in it for him to argue with them as he did and hold his own. And they were not far from Jesus. In fact, they argue with him all the way through the gospel, but when we get to the betrayal and the arrest and the execution, there is no mention of Pharisees. No mention of them being on that side of death. In Judaism, there's this special discipline called disputation, which is arguing for the joy of it because it gets you to the truth. And so let's have a real down face-to-face, pull out all the possibilities so that by the end of the conversation, we all know what's really true. And it's a joyful thing. Now, that's foreign to me. I don't want to argue like that, but there is a culture where this is a joyful thing. And so let's not just assume in this gospel that they're hostile to each other for all of this. This is a conversation. An argument in this sense has a special purpose, which is to get to the deeper question. And I have a deeper question. What was the Sabbath designed to do for humankind? And does Sunday still fulfill that function? If you look at that first reading from Deuteronomy, the Sabbath is to promote life. It's to save and preserve life. God, as the liberator, is reminding people that they were slaves in Israel, and their servants need a day off because they should remember how it was to not have a day off as slaves. And in the rabbinic tradition, so in the tradition of Judaism, Jesus is actually saying something that many rabbis also said. Saving a life overrules the Sabbath. It's portrayed here as a dramatic disagreement, but if you look at what the rabbis wrote at the time, it shouldn't be, because they were really on the same page. So you may know that we have a special relationship with a synagogue congregation, and I've found that it's really joyful to go there on a Friday evening. They mark time, the sun coming down is the beginning of the next day. So Friday evening sunset, that's when the Sabbath begins. So they have a service on Friday evening, and it's full of joyful singing to welcome the Sabbath because God has given it to them, to us. And I like to go be part of the joy that they share. I hope to go again in a few weeks just to remind them that we're still their friends. This is a contentious, difficult world, and we're still their friends. So if you'd like to do that with me on a Friday evening, come talk to me, because I want to do that in the next few weeks. The Sabbath is to be a delight. In the Old Testament, in the prophet Nehemiah, the people came back from the exile, and they had been forced to live in Babylon according to the mores of the Babylonians. And back in the ruins of Jerusalem, they reread their founding documents, and they read them publicly, and the people wept. I think they wept in reclaiming what they were, but also because there were things in there that they wished they'd been able to keep. And so this is a quote from the prophet Nehemiah. "This day, the Sabbath, is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine, and send portions for those who have, for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared for them. Now, Sunday for us, as I said, you know, Sunday shopping, the world has changed. Sunday for us is like how the Sabbath is described. Gone is the guilt, gone are the shoulds. If you're worshiping God on Sunday or the Sabbath, it's just to be for joy. No compulsion, just joy. It's also the pause that we read about in Deuteronomy, that the servants and the slaves need a day to rest. I find it helpful to have a pause from where my brain always is. In fact, I think I need that pause from where my brain always is. There's a lovely phrase in the Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, vas d'argile. I hadn't heard that translation before. "We hold this treasure in clay jars," which means we're fragile. We aren't going to last forever in these bodies. These bodies need rest. They need physical and mental rest. Why does God place the treasure of the gospel in the clay jars of human beings? I try to think in terms of the Creator who loves us. God is giving us this rest because this clay, we get tired. We just get tired. So if you take a day to pause, how would you spend it? Well, great that you're here. How else would you spend it? Bring the Creator to mind by being in the creation and seeing God through the beauty of the flowers of June. I mean, it's hard to beat in Ottawa seeing the flowers of June. But I have another one, and it is about something we're doing today. Back in that busy time of the year, in Epiphany, we had what were called star words. You reached into a hat, and you pulled out a word, and that was to be a word you might come back to over the course of the year. And I found my word was difficult. My word was forgiveness. And when I'm in my busy mode, I did not want to think about my word forgiveness. But on a pause day, I could actually think about, who have I not forgiven? Who have I not apologized to? I know after the service there'll be an opportunity for those of you who would like to do so to talk about your word. I know also there's still a hat with more star words if you'd like a word for the rest of the year. And it's interesting because does the word pick you? There's something about the word, I've heard people here talk about the word they chose and how it sits with them. It's funny how you can choose something and then you have to live with what you chose, and it makes you think. So I like to have the pause of Sunday because it helps me to go back to my word. We have a whole 6 months ahead of us of church being a day in the life of Jesus. I hope that you welcome a pause in your mind so that you can see how God the Creator loves you. Amen.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory." That our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. That God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. that God may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by God's power, wars and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That God may reveal the light of God's own presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That God may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon us, that we may bear faithful witness to Jesus' resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever.
Amen.